As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and maybe there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, November the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday, as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yeah, that's right. My name is still William Roberts, I think. Got good news. That we do. Hard facts and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com. Chat room there waiting for you. Pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Again, that's 512-904-8014. That's a toll call anywhere outside of Austin. Or you can call in toll-free from around America and around the world at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. I'll say it again, P.O. Box 96 for all those love offerings. Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast as well this morning, and thank you for doing so. Our call-in number remains again, 866-841-1065. Take out your Sharpies and write them on your monitors, folks. Remember that number, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals shine on with strong early gains. Crude oil down, U.S. dollar up. Talk about that in the financial segment. Green weenies surround the White House. Grecian formula, unity government. Debt is popular. And the F-35 stealthy wealth thief. We'll talk about all of that, too. And also the world's largest Ron Paul sign unveiled over the weekend. We'll talk about that as well. August Comte positivism, the full meal deal begins today. We'll start back into positivism one more time. And, of course, we'll take your calls. And much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning, Monday, Moon Day, November the 7th, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time now, at $1,775.60 for gold this morning, bumping up $21.60 a troy ounce. Silver, strong move upwards as well, up 43 cents at $34.56 an ounce. Platinum, up a buck at $1,634, and palladium up $2 at $656 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, a widespread shaping up, $1,752.90 for a low, which ain't too low, and $1,781 for a high. But at $1,775.60, your gold is up year to year, $381.10 an ounce for a 27.34% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning fixed the price of gold at $1,764, and it went right straight by that as it was climbing in early trading. The SPDR gold shares overnight, of course, are over the weekend. Again, this is your World Gold Council. This is Rothschild interest in here, Barclays, Capital, State Street, Global Advisors. They add 2.05 metric tons to their electronic trader chest over the weekend, 1,245.06 metric tons, valued at $70 billion. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, November the 7th, 2011 edition of the two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Close out our market report for this morning. Again, we find gold trading up strongly this morning, up $21.60, starting out the week on an uptick at $1,775.60 an ounce. Silver up 43 cents at $34.56. Platinum up a buck at $1,634. And palladium up two at $656. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed down 61 at 11,983. The NASDAQ off 12 at 2,686. And the S&P 500 off 8. And closing out at 1,253. Crude oil this morning off 4 cents, still not doing us much good, well above the $90 peg at $94.22. It could go $20 below that and satisfy me a little better. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 25 basis points at 77.17. Find out more about the U.S. dollar index, that trade-weighted basket of currencies, over on theice.com, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trade-weighted basket of currencies. Anyway, find out about it over there. The foreign exchange rates this morning, however, reflect that move up or down upward in the U.S. dollar index, where we find the Canadian loonie bumps up 12 basis points this morning at 98 cents U.S., still fully 2 cents below parity with the U.S. dollar, which it's enjoyed for some time. The Mexican peso in trouble, off another 27 basis points, sliding off the 8-cent peg down onto the 7-cent taco this morning. Your multiplier there is 13.5142 pesos per dollar. The pesos, 7 cents apiece. Fill up your pockets at 7 cents a pop with those pesos. The euro this morning off 52 basis points at $1.37. British pound down 16 basis points at $1.60. All these are the foreign exchange rates. And the Swiss franc off strongly, off 173 basis points, again at $1.11. It's actually $1.11. How do you like that, Apple? Anyway, the bond market this morning, everybody's all a flutter about how much money you can make in the buying the U.S. debt. Well, the yield on the two-year treasury is at 0.23%. If that floats your boat, go for it. Fill up your pockets with two-year bonds. The 10-year yield this morning is at 2.05%, and the 30-year is at 3.10. I can't imagine why people continue to buy debt, but they do. The mortgage market this morning, you want to go to debt of yourself, the 15-year fixed-rate national average mortgage, the 15-year fixed-rate national average mortgage moves down from 3.37% to 3.38%. Excuse me, that's a move upwards. And likewise, the 30-year moves up just a tad, too, from 4.00 to 4.09%. So if you're in the market for a mortgage, there you go. Your gold-to-silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 51.37 ounces of silver to buy you 1 ounce of gold, and the Dubai Gold Futures December contracts are running $1,780, up $20.40 for a 1.16% bump up so far. The economic calendar doesn't show us much for today. However, tomorrow we're going to have the Federation of Independent Businessmen Small Business Optimism Index will be out tomorrow. That ought to be grim, the Optimism Index. You know, how do you feel, America? How do you feel this morning? How's your emotion basket doing? The ICSE Goldman store sales will be out as long as the Red Book, and so we'll get that tomorrow on Wednesday. The Bernanke is going to speak again. God help us all. Hold on to your pocketbooks. Every time he opens his mouth, the markets go nuts. The MBA purchase applications will be out early on Wednesday, so we'll find out whether or not people are stepping up to the plate and buying houses. And we'll have the wholesale trade and the EIO petroleum status report as well. Thursday, international trades, jobless claims, import and export prices. And on Friday, we'll close it out with consumer sentiment. And it's, by the way, just make a note of it. Friday coming up is the U.S. holiday, Veterans Day. Stock markets, open bonds, markets are all, and banks will be closed. Friday, it's 11/11/11. Do take a note of that and be prepared. Something may go down on that day. It's likely. Anyway, here's the first news article off the Bloomberg website. Berkshire on the cusp of federal oversight under risk council criteria. That's right, Ian Katz and Cheyenne Hopkins collaboratively writing this one for Bloomberg. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated may be on the cusp of getting Federal Reserve oversight under a proposal by regulators that also increases the chances that the American International Group, we all know that it's AIG, you know, bailed out AIG, and MetLife Inc. will receive heightened scrutiny. So old Bowtie Buffett here, he's going to get heightened federal scrutiny. Yeah. Anyway, the council responsible for deciding which bank, non-bank financial firms are so systemically important and require Fed oversight plans to evaluate those that have $50 billion or more in assets. And of course, Buffett does. The swaps measurement they're looking at is forward-looking and shows that the market thinks you're big enough to bet on whenever you're involved in those credit default swaps. It also gives the regulators external market-driven information about the perceptions of credit risk. Is Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway a credit risk? Are they too big to fail? He's got a lot of holdings out there. He owns everything from candy bars and newspapers and railroads and you name it. He's in it. Anyway, that's in the news this morning. Just thought I'd share that with you. Opponents to the Trans-Canada Pipeline protest by the thousands at White House. All right. In other words, it's the green weenies surrounding the White House over the weekend. We've been talking about this Keystone XL pipeline, and it's in the news this morning. Katarzyna Klimansinska. I got it. Well, you got it. Wow. What is that name anywhere? What is it? She must be right off the boat from Russia. Environmentalists opposed to the Trans-Canada Corporation's Keystone XL pipeline encircled the White House. I thought Barry the Usurper was the Green president, or is he just Neapolitan? Anyway, they're urging the Usurper to reject the project, even if it means overruling his own State Department. You want to take a close note of this one. Pay attention. It will be the real test of his character, you know. Is he going to stand with people's power or oil power? Power to the people. Right on, right on. Yeah? Freedom of the soul, right? Yeah. Is he going to stand with people's power or oil power, said Bill asked Bill McGibbon, organizer of the demonstration. He said in an interview after the rally in Washington yesterday, whose sponsor said it drew as many as 12,000 people. I mean, we can hardly get 150 people to turn out for a major event around here. But that's what happens when you live in cattle country, flyover territory. But they got 12,000 green weenies in Washington. I guess they were marching around and around the White House. The $7 billion pipeline would carry oil from Alberta across Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas to Gulf refineries. And if this is the first time you've heard it, shame on you. We've been reporting on it every time an article pops up. Pipeline opponents say extracting crude from Canada's oil sands emits three times more carbon than conventional oil production, and a spill could pollute fresh water supplies. Of course, how do you extract oil from sand? Well, you got to dig it up and haul it away in a truck. I guess that would be some carbon dioxide being poured into the atmosphere as those diesel trucks run around, but they're low sulfur carbon diesel trucks. I mean, that's not like a big problem, is it? And then they take it over, and I guess they can just run it through some form of a refinery and extract oil from the sand. Maybe they put the sand back in the ground and call it a day. Wow. Anyway.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We'll jump up out of the Bloomberg website for a moment and catch a similar article over on the BBC News. Picked this one up off of one of the RSS feeds that I've got in here. Anyway, here's a similar article, but they have a better map if you want to check it out for yourself. It's www.bbc.co.uk/news/world-us-Canada. Anyway, Keystone XL pipeline protesters encircle the White House. Newsy news. Thousands of protesters. They don't mention the 12,000 number. Thousands of protesters opposed to a controversial pipeline project surrounded the White House on Sunday. Canadian company TransCanada is seeking permission to build the 1,600-mile Keystone XL pipeline from Alberta to the Gulf Coast in Texas. Environmentalists are opposed to the project because of the method used for extracting petroleum from Alberta's oil sands. They are also concerned by the risk of pollution on the pipeline route. The proposed pipeline would pass from Alberta through the U.S. states of Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, before ending up at refineries in Texas. Excuse me. Environment groups say that extracting oil from the sands would generate huge greenhouse gas emissions and that any accident on the route could be disastrous. The protesters formed a human chain around the White House singing Kumbaya, with some carrying an inflatable replica of a pipeline on their shoulders. I guess they weren't probably not self-financed. I wonder if MoveOn.org was involved here. But anyway, Bill McKibben, one of the protest organizers, described the scene as either a big O-shaped hug or a symbolic house arrest. According to the AP news agency, quote, "We have to leave the tar sands oils in the ground. That's the only solution if we're going to save the planet," protester Martin Springetti told AP. Yeah. TransCanada said the protesters were ignoring the jobs the pipeline would create. Quote, "What these millionaire actors and professional activists do not seem to understand is that saying no to Keystone means saying yes to more conflict oil from the Middle East and Venezuela filling American gas tanks." That would be filling American gas tanks. It's typically spelled with two L's. Anyway, said TransCanada spokesman James Millar. What about this conflict oil? What is it? Conflict oil. God, the United States is responsible for all the conflicts over the oil anyway. I thought it was the petrodollar. Well, anyway, that's what the green wieners are saying here. But the U.S. State Department is handling public consultations on the project as the pipeline would cross the border with Canada. Now, notice this, folks. This is an important issue. But the White House has made clear that the usurper will influence the final outcome. All right? Again, this is up on the BBC. You'll be able to see the map. And the map is hauntingly familiar to maps that we've seen before. These maps are hauntingly familiar to the same NASCO corridor maps that we've seen before. Remember, NASCO was supposed to be, well, a mile wide or half a mile wide, and in the middle of all of that was a railroad, probably Berkshire Hathaway, and oil pipelines. Let's go ahead and build the pipeline and then have a little road on either side, and then we'll widen the road on either side, and then we'll put on a railroad on both sides, a high-speed rail and a freight rail tandem. Then let's go ahead and put in highways on either side, and then let's bring in oh, I don't know, Stuckey's, you know, Motel 6. Yeah, you got the idea. The decision as to whether to allow the project is fraught with political risk for Barry the Usurper, reports the BBC's Zoe Conway in Washington. Well, thank you, Zoe. If he rejects it, he could be accused of destroying jobs. But allowing it to go ahead could lose him the support of activists who helped propel him to the White House. Just in case you're wondering who propelled him to the White House, some predict that the decision will be delayed until after next year's presidential election. So, wind up and the pitch. And we kick the can down the road another year. Last week, the State Department indicated it might not reach a decision on whether to issue a permit for the pipeline by the end of 2011, as was originally planned. Now, they're going to the State Department here. They're asking Hillary, Billary, and Clinton whether or not this is going to be A-OK or not. And it's an interesting, the State Department, again, back to the Bloomberg article, which has jurisdiction over the project because it crosses an international border, has said that it aims to issue a decision by year-end. Now, of course, Alberta, British Columbia, is the most farthest west of the what do they call in the middle of the morning. I'm supposed to remember this stuff? Ha! What can I remember? Anyway, in the next over to the east is Alberta. And it would be relatively good, actually, to have a pipeline in this configuration because it would be a hop, skip, and a jump from there to Alaska. Maybe then we would be able to get the North Slope and the Anwar oil pipeline straight down to Cushing, Oklahoma. Well, that would be good. That would be good. The State Department, again, which has jurisdiction over the project because it crosses an international border. Of course, all of our several states are nations unto themselves, too, has said it aims to issue its decision by year end. The State Department is in charge of analyzing this because it's a pipeline coming in from Canada. Of course, they don't care about the drug pipeline coming in from Mexico. And we don't talk about that in public either, do we? The Usurper said in a November 1st interview with KETV, a television station in Omaha, Nebraska. Then he went over and had dinner with Warren. They'll be giving me a report over the next several months. Barry, speed it up. Did you lose the key? Wind up the State Department. It's going to take them several months to give you a report about the pipeline. Anyway, opponents such as McKibben say that they took that as a sign that the Usurper wants the final say and may overrule a State Department go-ahead for Keystone. Are you kidding? This guy must be on drugs. Quote, he should say, I know enough to reject this, close quote, said McKibben, who founded 350.org. 350.org, you know, this is another one of these climate change bunch of imbeciles. A group aimed at fighting global climate change. But he could also, here's the quote, but he could also say defensively, quote, the State Department process was so corrupted and flawed that I needed to send this back to the beginning. We need to have a real report on this, close quote. He could also say, pass the Oscar Mayer wieners. Anyway, we'll have to follow that story. Here's a little bit more. The unloved Treasury notes becomes the new favorite. That's right. People are buying debt like it's going out of style, I guess. Daniel Kruger and Liz Capo-McCormick, collaboratively writing this one for Bloomberg. The U.S. Federal Reserve is finding no shortage of demand for the short-term bonds it's selling to focus on longer maturity debt. Baby, debt's popular. Get in the wing. A sign that strength in the economy seen in October may prove fleeting. Now, I don't know about you. I didn't see any signs of strength in the economy in October, but whatever little strength there was is going bye-bye. Traders submitted $748.5 billion in bids for the $54.4 billion of securities. They just can't get enough of this stuff. Anyway, and they're maturing from 2012 to 2014. Growing demand for shorter maturity debt shows the fixed income investors remain concerned that Europe's sovereign debt crisis may worsen, slowing global growth after reports last month on everything from U.S. retail sales to durable goods suggested a rebound. And it goes on and on and on. Well, let's get into that Grecian formula. They're rubbing it all over themselves this morning like lotion. Marcus Benassin, or Ben Sasson, Maria Petrakis, and Natalie Weeks Sounds like this ought to be a cast for a movie or something. Anyway, they're all together writing. We'll have to find out what they say, but it's not exactly good news. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to the Bloomberg News article here. Greece will form a national unity government to secure the EU emergency payment. Yeah. Anyway, talk about Grecian formula. I think it's too late for Papandreou. He could probably do a little bit of a Carnuba rub and bring up the shine on his pate. But anyway, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou will meet the opposition leader today after agreeing to step down to allow a national unity government to secure outside financing and avert a collapse of the country's economy. I wonder, we'll have a national unity government in America. Papandreou and Antonis Samaras, leader of the main opposition party. Yeah, this is the problem. This is the problem with the socialist countries in Europe. They're all multi-party systems as opposed to our established duopoly here in the country, which is equally a problem. But anyway, again, they agreed to form a government to lead Greece, quote, to elections immediately after the implementation of the European Council's decision on October the 26th, close quote, according to an emailed statement yesterday from the office of President Karolos Papoulias in Athens. Oh, brother, a new name to memorize. Papoulias in Athens. Papandreou, lots of papas over there, the big papa, too, who wears the fish hat. Papandreou already stated he won't lead the new government. The statement said, quote, if we take it to mean that Greece is making efforts to ensure that they continue to receive funding support from the Eurozone, then the move is positive. So they're just on the hook. They're on the dole. They're building their own Keystone pipeline, Keystone copper pipeline, pipeline of money, the transfer of wealth scheme. However, it would be much better to see sustained political stability of the country. Both sides will meet again today to decide who will be the head of the new government, with a separate meeting to discuss the time frame and the government's mandate, the statement said. Papoulias will also host talks with all political party leaders today. Note that, underline that, all political party leaders. And a little bit to say about political parties at the big unveiling of the longest, largest Ron Paul sign on the continent today, yesterday, last evening, actually. Delightful experience. We'll talk about that in a moment. But February 19 is the most appropriate date to hold new elections, according to a statement yesterday. So all of you out there in the numerology, figure out why February the 19th might be auspicious for the Illuminati and the black nobility of Europe. International aid, trying to preserve international aid before the nation runs out of money next month. That seems like this is like the number one theme in the news. Been that way for a couple of years. Everybody's running out of money. Every nation running out of money. Of course, if you go up and look at the CAFRA man, CAFRA nation or what is it, that gap. They got money, but it's just not available to you and me. Papandreou raced over the past 48 hours. I wonder how you could do that, you know? How can you race over the last 48 hours? I don't know. He did, anyway. To clinch an agreement with the main opposition party before the markets open today, healing divisions to secure an aid agreement. Again, healing divisions. You see, that's what we talk about here. The abolition of the established two-party political system that rent this country asunder into these two parties that have been established in law, right? It's the spirit of division. Well, Papandreou is trying to heal that. Anyway, continuing, he said he was determined to help reach an agreement as long as the premier stepped down first, and it continues. Concern that Greece will default on its debt has driven yields on its 10-year note to 26.7% as of November the 1st. They go on to talk about all the rest of it financially. Positive development. Dora Bakoyannis, a former foreign minister who counts on the support of another four lawmakers in parliament as part of her Democratic Alliance group, said the decision is a positive development necessary for the country's survival, and the decisive action must now be taken to quickly form the new government. I wonder if we'll ever see headlines like that here in America. The meeting of Greek political party leaders scheduled for today may be canceled after two parties refuse to attend. How many parties do they have anyway, Chester? Athens-based newspaper Ta Nia said, without saying how it got the information, the Communist Party of Greece and the Syriza Party declined the invitation from Papoulias to join the talks. So we got the Democratic Alliance Group, and we've got the Communist Party, and we've got the Syriza Party. What a mess. A Greek unity government will give market its confidence, said Spyros Economides. Well, he should have been talking to Spyros Economides a few years ago. He's a senior lecturer at the London School of Economics. Well, I imagine they were talking with him years ago. Anyway, so much for that one. Lockheed, back in the news again. Their broken pony. They have a stealthy wealth thief in the F-35. Lockheed, it's the money pump. Costs rose 64% over the decade in a rich man's world. Well, here's the story. Gopal Ratnam and Tony Capaccio collaboratively writing this one for Bloomberg. Lockheed Martin Corporation, of course, they're the winners here, and they did. They won the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program in the wake of September 11th of 2001. Wasn't that fortuitous? I wonder if they had a hand in it. Attacks when U.S. bombers, B-52 bombers, were pummeling the Taliban, and Pentagon spending was unleashed. Yeah, a couple of trillion went missing. Rummy couldn't find it. He went out, though, and looked on the lawn. No, it wasn't out on the lawn, Rummy. Neither was any wreckage. 10 years and $66 billion later, the aircraft is still in development. Wouldn't you like to be on that kind of a gravy train? Here's another $66 billion. Do you think you could get it to fly? Uh-uh. Well, keep trying. The Obama administration may cancel some models and also cut the Pentagon's orders. The plane, envisioned as the affordable stealth fighter, that's what we need, a Hyundai in the air. Anyway, for the U.S. and allies, has turned into a budget target. Quote, I blame the program setbacks on the fact that we live in a rich man's world. Well, said Jock Gonsler, Jock, when you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do, and that one sounds good. A former Pentagon chief weapons buyer in the Clinton administration, and now a professor at the University of Maryland at College Park. Quote, there's been less emphasis on cost over the past 10 years. And that's the problem. Less emphasis on cost. How much does it cost, Barry? I don't know. Hell, let's buy two. During that decade, the F-35 cost rose along with the Pentagon's overall budget for developing and buying new weapons, which increased 62%. How's your income doing over the last 5 or 6 years, folks? Did you have a 62% increase in your income? Well, Lockheed did. 62% to $208 billion in 2011 from $128 billion in 2001. The jet has been bedeviled by a costly redesign, faulty cost estimates, fluctuating order quantities, and infrastructure built on assumptions. You know that problem there when you make assumptions. And assumptions of rapid production. Well, they assumed a lot of things, didn't do a very good job designing it, had faulty cost estimating and fluctuating order quantities, and yet they're still pouring money in this hole. Even so, the plane has not failed or faced crippling technical problems in flight tests, and Lockheed says the jets are meeting their test goals. Maybe they need to set the bar a little higher, you know? Anyway, they're going to go through a variety of things. It's supposed to be the affordable stealth jet. Lots of other people are involved in it. They've got burn rates and all this other stuff put in here. But there's lots of countries that are in line waiting. Here they go. Lockheed, meanwhile, expanded its engineering team in the first year to accommodate the 7 countries that signed up as partners. This is part of this idea of collaboration. Everybody can win. You know, everybody can get their ideas in. Unfortunately, it looks like a 55, 56, 57, and 58 Chevrolet Cadillac convertible. Hard tough, right? With suicide doors. These included Australia, Turkey, Italy, the Netherlands, Canada, Denmark, and Norway, and the aerospace industry in each country as suppliers to the program. I guess they're just throwing every part they can find at that one. Well, anyway, that would be a good place. And I think Ron Paul was right. We really do need to bring home our troops from 130 countries and close down about 600 military bases and shut off funding for the F-35. Well, here's a quick note on abortion for all the people that are abortion-minded. Esme DePraise, writing this one for Bloomberg, toughest U.S. abortion law nears passage in a Mississippi vote. A chorus of amens, you know, they got the amen corner over there, filled the state house in Jackson, Mississippi on Halloween night. Well, I would say you would do amens. You might want to cross yourself a time or two and take off that black mask. About 75 people were gathered for a briefing by backers of a ballot initiative that would make the state the first in the U.S., to ban abortion by declaring that life begins at conception. Al Anthony covered this a bit on Sunday on his broadcast, Behind the Woodshed. I hope you caught that broadcast. I'm going to go into it a little bit, too. But persons and personhood seems to be the real issue here, and we'll touch on that briefly right after these words from our sponsors.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
So back into this article in the last for the day on this toughest U.S. abortion law nears passage in the Mississippi vote. And what we're talking about here is persons and personhood. When does an individual become a person? When does a baby become a person? When do we become persons? Well, anyway, fighting for the preservation of the unborn in the state of Mississippi, that's a cause worth our strongest efforts and our most committed prayers, said Brad Pruitt. He's telling the crowd, the 42-year-old lawyer heads the Yes on 26, a political action committee whose television ads, signs, and flyers argue that a vote against the proposition is a vote for abortion. So you would vote for yes on Proposition 26 down there, Prop 26. The word abortion, quote-unquote abortion, doesn't appear on the November 8th ballot. Instead, voters will decide whether to amend the state constitution to redefine the term quote-unquote person to include, here's the quote, every human being from the moment of fertilization, cloning, or the equivalent thereof. Now, wait a minute. You want me to jump on board this with you? Are you sure? Well, when I read that early this morning, as my eyes were trying to come awake with one coffee bag IV hanging over me and the stand beside me, anyway, I was a little bit concerned about the wording there. This is a constitutional amendment. They're going to redefine the term person. to include every human being. I wonder what they're going to do with the corporations. They're the legal fictions, also known as persons. But every human being, of course, that word, you know, that combination there, that human being, human beings, always has bothered me. I mean, it's a lot of a lot of letters to say man, isn't it? All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Why do we need to drag in human beings? Remember from our political science studies that a human being in a political scientist's mind is just, you have to become politically socialized to be raised from the level of a natural brute beast to a human being. It's the political socialization. So I suppose if I could politically socialize my German Shepherd dog, I could bring her into the human being status as well. But anyway, to redefine the term person to include every human being from the moment of fertilization, well, you're going to want to stand around there, aren't you? I wonder if we'll photograph that event. Cloning or the equivalent thereof. No, it's cloning. Are we sure we want to do that? Maybe they need to strike that word, that cloning thing, out of there. Is that a human being to be cloned? Or the equivalent thereof? Well, nah. I don't know, we found him in a test tube, and we just always throw him in the womb, and it's a person. That change would cut off access to abortion by equating it with murder, making no exception for rape, incest, or when a woman's life is in danger. Of course, as Dr. Ron Paul said, having delivered over 4,000 babies, it was never necessary to do an abortion to save a woman's life. So, anyway, there is that story. But rape, yes, incest, that's there, no doubt about it. Activists on both sides agree the amendment will likely pass and spark years of litigation that may stall or prevent its implementation. So I can see why a lawyer, Brad Pruitt there, would jump on board with this, because it would spark years of litigation. And that's good business for the law business, for the law merchant. Mason and other backers say they hope it'll lead the U.S. Supreme Court to revisit and reverse the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion. Some anti-abortion advocates, such as Jackson Catholic Bishop Joseph Latino, damn, that's fitting, yeah, express concern the Mississippi law may backfire, leading to judicial reaffirmation of abortion rights, and it goes on and on. So there's a lot to it, but it doesn't say abortion. It's just redefining the term person, so it could be a backdoor to maybe start a domino effect where we could turn away from butchering all of our young in the womb and maybe increase our population so that the American people don't die out and we're not dependent upon illegal aliens crawling across our southern border on a regular basis. Well, jump over here, pick this up just quickly. Here we are. Recent meetups. That's right. Recent meetup. Ron Paul meetups back in the news again. On Saturday, I was invited to go down to, or go up to, actually, Sarkoxy from here, right along I-44 for the Liberty Bonfire, unveiling the 84-foot-long Ron Paul sign. It's a big one. It's a big one. I don't know. I didn't count all of the posts, but they had to set up dig holes and put in telephone posts to hold this bad boy. They cut all the nuts. It says Ron Paul 2012. You can find it on YouTube. This is Ron Paul 2012, they cut out plywood letters and painted it all white, and they've got a power system set up over there. They brought in a meter. They've got lighting. It'll run all night. And there's about 40, maybe 45,000 people an hour, I think it is, that go by there. And boy, I'll tell you what, they were just a whistling, Dixie whistling by there all night while we were there on Saturday. We had a very good turnout, but it was really great to see the people that I saw met back in 2007 and 2008 in the run-up to the prior election, all of the Ron Paul people out. And it was great to see that the enthusiasm is still largely there. Many of the same precinct committee men and committee women are there. Some of the same meetup organizers were there. We had a pretty good bean and weedy feed, and that was great. Lots of fun. Get a chance to talk, meet and greet Also had an opportunity to listen to Eric Vaught give a really great speech. He always has a lot of passion in his belly and brings it on well, right on a St. Crispin's Day presentation. And I followed him with my same droll style for about 20 minutes. And then Ellie Burton, the meetup chairman there, the organizer, came up and gave us another little bit of a talk. And then there was a music program. So all in all, it was a wonderful night. A lot of people got together. And you might think about something similar where you're at. You know, Ron Paul's message is the only, I mean, really, it's the only message that resonates with anybody on this election go around. I mean, in 2008, you know, Ron Paul was the best choice. This time, he's the only choice. Anyway, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Let's go into the Klamath Forest. I want to mention that this coming Wednesday, I'm going to be joined on air by Sheriff. You know, can you imagine? Will's bringing a sheriff on. I'm bringing on Sheriff Glenn Palmer from Grant County, Oregon. And we're going to talk about this Defend Rural America program and the big bash they had up there in Yreka, which brought together eight sheriffs, two of them from Oregon, six of them from the counties in Northern California, to come together in kind of a collaboration, if you will, to block U.S. Forest Service travel management plan and for other purposes. And this is going to be a topic that I'm going to follow very, very closely, because this Klamath River catastrophe in the making is the implementation on the perhaps the most grand scale of Agenda 21 I've seen since I began following it back in 2004 and 2005. So I look forward to Wednesday welcoming Sheriff Glenn Palmer from Grant County, Oregon, on to Become Vocal Local. I hope you'll join us then. But let's go into this Klamath Basin just a little bit and jump up to the U.S. Department of Agriculture Forest Service National Klamath National Forest. You spell that K-L-A-M-A-T-H National Forest. And just take a look at the planning page here. Klamath National Forest Plan, the FEIS and Record of Decision. Each national forest and grassland is governed by a management plan in accordance with the National Forest Management Act, the NFMA. Of course, last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we covered the Administrative Procedures Act and administrative law and discovered in that process that that was originally intended as our way to keep these errant children agencies in line. But of course, if you listen to Ralph Winterroad's broadcast on Sunday on another network, he got into it and spills the beans the way it really is, as that these agencies are basically a running amok. And if we can get a coalition of sheriffs to step up to the plate, and these gentlemen are, and remember who they serve, we will have a breakthrough in progress. Be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we're back on our Monday, November the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, and whatever station you happen to be listening to. If you have been following the broadcast at all, you know that we had a really great presentation, two-hour presentation. The first hour on a Wednesday last, it was, or perhaps it was a week before last. No, I think it was last Wednesday. These days just go by. Anyway, we had Kirk McKenzie on with us. He's the creator of this new website, the Defend Rural America. And he came up with a delightful DVD presentation, which I can hardly wait to receive. Maybe you could jump up on defendruralamerica.com and order a copy of it for yourself and help to put a few shekels in their box so that they can keep this drive going. But then in the second hour, we were joined by Debbie Bacigalupi, and she and her family have been up to their necks in errant forest people and green weenies for some time as the people of the Klamath Basin and elsewhere struggle to be able to fend off Agenda 21. And as we say here, you know, as globalism transitions from global to local, and it is all across America, then we need to become vocal local to block the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. And it's happening in Northern California and Southern Oregon. And I'm all excited about it, just kind of giddy. So we'll just keep this drive going. Hopefully every week we'll have at least one guest speaker come, or two or more. Perhaps if we can get the pipeline to open up, we'll have two or four or six guests or whatever. But we want to put as much attention on this as absolutely possible. You know, any of the hosts that listen to this broadcast, and I know many do, they want to get in and start covering this issue, you can go to the Forest Service and begin there. The Klamath National Forest Plan. It's the FEIS. That's the, we'll get into that. Continue a little bit further. Monitoring conditions on a forest or grassland ensures projects are done in accordance with plan direction and determines effects that may require a change in management. So again, we're talking about administration, right? Management of the forests. The Klamath National Forest, well, I'll back up a little bit. Monitoring conditions on a forest or a grassland ensures that projects are done in accordance with the plan direction. Now, this is very important because I've found in the past, working with the Snoqualmie Forest in Washington State, when they were trying to bring on a Sinatus, a system of permit-only access to the Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area, it was my experience that where they fall down is they don't follow their own plan directions. And if you can catch them in missteps and misdirections, then you can hold their feet accountable on that level. And if you can put enough fire under their belly, so to speak, you can actually begin to topple the structure. And they had to move the forest supervisor out, rotating, as I like to say, through the use of the conservation of human resources. They had to rotate a forest supervisor out of that forest and shuffle them around and brought in somebody from God only knows where on the East Coast, who didn't know a damn thing about what was going on, and so we had to start the process all over again. But we learned much in that process, and we hope to bring some of that knowledge to bear on this issue. But and then it continues, and it says the Klamath National Forest Plan has been in effect since 1995. Agenda 21 came along in 1992. You can imagine all these forest plans that came out in 95 and in that time frame are all the forest principles and the implementation of Agenda 21. And until the plan is revised, and we hope to do that, it continues to guide the management of the Klamath National Forest. The Klamath National Forest Land and Resource Management Plan is the next section here. The forest plan is composed of five chapters and a group of appendices. And then they provide a digital copy. So on the website, USDA Forest Service, you can find this for yourself.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, you know, today is Monday, Moon Day. Tomorrow is Tuesday. And Tuesday, there's a special election in southwest Missouri. Perhaps there's a special election right where you are as well. And, of course, the last 72 hours prior to election is the time to forget about sine waves. It's time to hit the telephones, which is exactly what I intend to do right after the broadcast. It's time to call into your precincts, call into your voting areas, and get as many people out and aware of the issues as possible. And here in southwest Missouri, we have issues on the ballot that we are opposed to, like more taxes, for instance, more police, more military, more money for the prosecuting attorney, more money for the jails, And yet, the people have no jobs, and it's amazing. Anyway, we're working on that as well tomorrow night. Busy day coming up tomorrow. I'll be down in Anderson for anybody that's in the area, all the listeners in southwest Missouri. And the Ozark Property Rights Congress, far southwest chapter, will be having their monthly meeting. They'll be down there ready to answer questions to the people from Ginger Blue and other places that have questions for me. Did not have much of a weekend, spent most of the weekend on the telephone and conference calls. But nevertheless, things are ratcheting up as we move into 2012. It is election year, and it is time to get busy. Energize, folks, embed within the established two-party political system, and let us bring them down. Back into the Klamath National Forest Plan briefly. I'm going to continue reading. I wasn't able to get too far, nor I tried, in this forest plan over the weekend, and I will read the whole thing. This is the kind of thing I do. But we want to find out exactly what the complaints are. You know, when you talk about shutting off access to the forest, and especially when you talk about shutting, digging out, gating, closing access, digging up roads, logging roads, old logging trails, shutting off access for four-wheelers and mountain bikers and things like that. And I'm talking about dirt bikers, I guess I should say, and mountain bikers and hikers in general. What you're doing is you're shutting off all of the eyes and the ears. The people that can access the forest are the best. They can actually tell us what's happening in the forest, and that way we're not just locking them all up. In addition to that, there's jobs opportunities untold in these forests. We have gone for 20 or more years not going in and thinning them out, not going in and clear-cutting areas, not going in and selectively harvesting the great old-growth trees. This needs to be done. If you don't clean the forests out, if you don't manage them, you know, if you can look in the Bible, we're supposed to be good stewards here, and a wise steward goes in and cleans up from time to time. You do it in your yard, we do it in the forest as well. And that brings a lot of timber to market, it brings a lot of work to the people, it keeps those roads open. You know, it was such an incredible change from the late 80s and through the 90s and probably all the way up to today. You know, I remember when I first started mountain climbing and backpacking, you'd go to the Goodwill and get your old industrial bright gold polyester slacks, you know, business slacks. Why? Well, because they were virtually indestructible. A devil's club thorn couldn't pierce them, and if they got wet, you just took them off, wrung them out, shook them a couple of times, and put them on. You were dry and warm again. But since then... You know, you carry along a little puff tent and away you go. Since then, everything's gotten a high-tech and iridescent blue and pink. There's big money in backpacking and camping stuff. I get the Cabela's catalog, the Camp More catalog every month, and there's hundreds and thousands of dollars that is made there. So, again, this is just shutting off all of our enjoyment, shutting off our recreation, people out of work. I don't think there's anything that's more, you know, conducive to productivity than to be able to go into the woods with your friends or your sons or your daughters and spend a weekend up at a little lake and do a little fishing and sit around a campfire and roast your weenies or whatever you do. And just get out and get away and sort things out. You know, we live in this heyday, hectic time period where if people were able to just get away from the RF soup that we live in, get away from your computers and get away from all of this other stuff, leave your cell phone at home and just go into the woods and sit someplace quietly by a lake. Let all that natural aroma fill your body, spirit, and soul. You know, it's amazing. But yet we want to lock up all the forests. We want to put tickets up there on a paved pink park in paradise and charge everybody $10 to see it. I mean, these guys are insane. These green weenies have never made sense to me. I think I like the outdoors better than most, but I've never been a green weenie. I've always kind of been a brown fella. I believe in wise use, not no use. Well, anyway, it's all part of Agenda 21. It's all part of the positivist, technotalitarian era we live in. Let's go ahead and look at a little bit of August Comte. We talked a lot about Henry St. Simon as a prelude to understanding what is positivism. And then we took the various sidebars. I mean, we could have gone on endlessly in banking and finance and commerce and accounting and all of those things. But if we can understand that in the positivist worldview, as we move fully into the positive stage of human development, the third and final stage of August Comte's three stages of human development, as we move away from the theological stage where we're ruled by priests and priest kings, we move into the metaphysical period. We got picked that up with the Medici, the resurgence, the reawakening of art, capital A art and capital L learning, went into the Renaissance with Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci and Botticelli and all of that, and then went from there into the Reformation with Martin Luther and Johann Reuchlin and Philip Melanchthon, and then brought that all the way across around. You know, the Florentines went out and the Genoans went out and Cristobal Colomb went across the ocean. I mean, it was a dead ringer. You sail west, you're going to hit ground. You couldn't miss it. The Americas are huge. It's unmistakable. Just all he had to do is really overcome his fear, get all of his little ducks in a row, and send the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria on a compass heading west, and they were sure to hit land, but they discovered Cuba. It was America's Vespucci, the Florentine, that actually touched ground on the shores here. But nevertheless, now we went through the metaphysical stage, and we're coming into the positive stage, the techno-totalitarian era. Everybody talks about technocracy these days. But again, Henry St. Simon was really the original technocrat. And now, embracing Auguste Comte, St. Simon's disciple and writer, and positivism through the eyes of Gertrude Lenzer, perhaps one of the best writers on Auguste Comte I have encountered yet. I'm going to be referring to the essential writings, Auguste Comte and Positivism, with a new interdiction and postscript by the editor. Her name is Gertrude Lenzer. She's still alive. She teaches, I think, at NYU. One of these days, perhaps, we'll be able to have her on as a guest. I don't know if I can work that out or not. Perhaps she'd be interested in coming down here to become Vocal Local to our little internet homeschool classroom and sharing her understanding of the great Comte here. But although Henry St. Simon coined the term industrial and introduced the notions of positive and philosophie positive before Auguste Comte, it was Comte, C-O-M-T-E, I'm just going to say Comte, it's pronounced Comte, like you're just swallowing your tongue. It was Comte who deployed these terms and the ideas they refer to along with other notions in his elaborate construction of the overall system of positivism. That's where we'll begin in the introduction, Auguste Comte and Positivism.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month.
Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc. Your total voiceover IP solutions provider. Teamspeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And just a sidebar note here, received an article over the break here from one of our listeners, and I appreciate that. Just a little continuation, and then we'll go right back to Compte. But motives suspects in a blaze at the Mark Twain National Forest are difficult to pin down. This is new news. Imagine, anyway, I'll skip all of the personal interest part of it. There was a big fire up here. It looks like, despite the warnings, he likes his skin cut and buck temper. So when the hills glowed red last week, he wasn't frightened. He's seen plenty of controlled burns used to clean out the woods. Apparently, this is a guy named Danny Watson. He's a logger. He's somebody who lives in the hill in Hollerland. Just about everybody down here has one or more chainsaws, and we, you know, eat with wood and do that sort of thing. But this fire apparently was different. This fire, officials say, was arson, rural vandalism, perhaps at its worst. More than 5,000 acres were seared in what officials believe was the largest fire in the National Forest history. Though the motives are unclear, the fire has exposed a host of suspicions from officials and residents who rely on the woods in south-central Missouri for business and pleasure. The guesses range from attempts to annoy hunters to angering the U.S. Forest Service, and I'd like to advance my own, because I've seen these kind of articles time and time again. You hear about it down in Texas. You hear about it all along the mountain range, all along the Rockies, all over the Pacific Coast. And what, you know, we've been seeing with this expanse of FEMA's hazard mitigation planning system here in this little town that I live in of 700 people. Well, they've got a new FEMA brush truck, all right? And they got all of the forest fire fighting equipment out there. Well, what do you do with all of this expensive equipment? You got to justify it. In order to be able to get the other fire departments to get in line to get their brush trucks and their breathing gear and their respirators and their chainsaws and their weed eaters and their Pulaski axes and all of the rest of that, you need articles just like this, and I've shared it to you right out of their own manuals. Getting started with hazard mitigation planning. An article like this is worth $1 billion. Well, it's worth millions, especially to the people that sell forest fire prevention equipment. It's also really good for the International Property Maintenance Code, International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts, where they actually have regulations as to what kind of plants you can have on your property. They have zones for, you've got to have a setback here or there, and if you've got a big wood deck, you can't have any evergreen trees and all of this stuff. All right? So this is just a continuation of this administrative state, this administrative police state. I hope that it turns out that it was just a lightning strike or something. But at the same time, when you're looking at arson, you cannot rule out the agencies. You cannot rule out the firefighters themselves. And it's a sad and sorry testimony, but I've spoken with people, loggers, for instance, who in off times would think about, and I won't go any further than that, setting forest fires so they had work in the off time, in the off season. All right? People that live in the woods, work around forests, work around fires, work on logging, etc., and others, have been known in the past to set forest fires. Enough said. So, back into this discussion again. Although Henry St. Simon coined the term industrial and introduced the notions of positive and the positive philosophy, or the philosophie positive in French, before Auguste Comte, it was Comte who deployed these terms and the ideas they refer to, along with other notions, in his elaborate construction of the overall system of positivism, particularly the sixth volume of the course of Cours de Philosophie Positive, it's the course of positive philosophy, which he wrote from 1830 to 1842, 20 years prior to the War of Northern Aggression, just to put it into perspective, just a little bit before the 1848 revolution in Marxism. And Karl Mordecai Marx was well aware of who Auguste Comte and the others were, the Saint-Simonians and Fourier, and the utopianists, as he called them, and the four volumes of his System of Positive Politics, or it's his treatise on the sociological institution of the religion of humanity. The dispute over priority and whether St. Simon should be considered as a forerunner of positivism began early on among the followers of St. Simon and Comte and continued well into this century. So even though I always refer to Auguste Comte and positivism, you can't set aside Henry St. Simon. And remember, Henry St. Simon fought alongside George Washington at the Battle of Yorktown. All right? It's been coming on us and at us since the beginning of this country. There can be no doubt, however, Gertrude Lenzer continues in the introduction here, that Hilary Putnam was correct when he assigned to Auguste Comte, quote, the title of the father of positivism. In the Question of Realism, an Auguste Comte Memorial Trust lecture delivered at the London School of Economics in 1993. London School of Economics. And he remains equally correct when he continues, quote, Comte's lasting legacy and the source of his enormous influence on European and American thought is the particular conception of positive knowledge that he bequeathed to us. Now, you're not going to get that in school. You're not going to find that on mainstream radio. You're not even going to find it on alternative radio unless you come here. But I'm not the only one that is well aware of the enormous influence on European and American thought that Auguste Comte has wrought. It was this circumstance of Comte's rarely acknowledged importance, for his contemporaries as well as subsequent thinkers, which strikingly impressed me during a year in Oxford as a young PhD in sociology and philosophy over 30 years ago. Now this, by Gertrude Lenzer, was originally copyright in, finding it here on this complex page, originally published in 1975. So that would make her about 1945, if this is correct, that she actually was at Oxford as a young PhD and was studying sociology and philosophy. And now sociology, of course, you got to hear the hosts out there. Some of them are professors of sociology, well steeped in positivism, whether they ever mention it or not. Whether they mention it or not. And that's one of the things we need to understand about these isms. So many times people will embrace an ism without ever just taking the clue that they get here on Become Vocal Local and to go in and dig deeply and scratch in hard and try and find the founder of that ism. And then once you find the founder of that ism, if you go into the founder's writings, you might be able to find the faith statement, such as we follow back to Francis Schaeffer for the Council on National Policy, and Tim LaHaye and Barb LaHaye, his wife, who is very strongly anti-abortion, pro-life, etc., and Jerry Falwell and the Moral Majority, etc. Go back to Francis Schaeffer. And here, for the sociologists, all the people out there that sociology, This is this notion that you could actually put man into a petri dish and slip him under a high-powered microscope and make man the subject of a science. And that's what it is, sociology. And it's sociology that is the RFID chip. It's sociology that is the tracking chip. It is sociology that is Agenda 21 and all the things we talk about here. They all have their roots in sociology. It's tracking and tracing and databasing and trying to presuppose and to guess and to get there first and to alter the mind and alter the genome and alter all of these things being done through the positivist idea of sociology as the queen of sciences. Pick it up right there. Stay tuned.
Talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And let's jump up and go live to Dave in Montana and say good morning, Dave. It's trying. Hold on a minute. Let's try that again. There you go.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Hello? How about yourself? Okay.
Good.
Yeah, what's up, Dave?
You hit a chord about the forest fires and people starting fires for work and everything.
Oh, yeah,
that
baby.
That was a big rash. That was a big rash up here during the 80s.
Yeah.
And the way they took care of it was they don't hire the people around that area. They ship them in. Like, we would get firefighters from Georgia, and our guys would go down to Arizona. and that's how they take care of it. The only people that would make out on the deal is the caterers. Because what they do is they make a camp, and them guys ain't allowed out. They don't. You can't talk to the firefighters. Kind of, it's like a compound.
Okay.
Because they waste a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
They let the fire goes. They let, you know, they don't want nobody to know how they're fighting these fires. What kind of money's being spent on them? They're managed to. I think the government found out that forest fires is a lot of good money making machine, and now they start the fires the way they want them to do it, the way the Agenda 21 people think the forest should be burned and all of that.
That's it.
It's a big money game.
The whole thing's a money game, from the equipment, from the aircraft, from all of the
they were paying guys with water trucks just sitting there like $1,500 a day with the water leaking out of their trucks.
Dig it. You know, like down in Texas, we heard the stories, and it was really enheartening because the people took it on themselves. And I think this was in the Austin area, and I may be mistaken, and I'm willing to be corrected if I am. But, you know, they just jumped right up and they went and got busy themselves. They didn't wait for FEMA. They didn't wait for the Forest Service. They came in and they started, you know, dealing with the brush fires and putting them out. And they had their own, you know, triage center set up, and they brought in their own food, and they had gasoline and diesel and tanker cars and, you know, the whole nine yards. That's the way we can do it. You know, as soon as you bring the agencies into it, you screw it all up.
And then they just pick and choose, and they make their own little monopolies.
Yeah, you know, imagine
the government.
Yeah, imagine this, Dave. You know, if all of the people locally, let's say you're out in the rangeland or up in the timber, if all the people locally knew that it was going to be up to them to put the forest services out or forest fires out, do you think that they would be careless? You think that they wouldn't maybe?
Not at all.
Heck no. Well, you think they would just let
when their personal property is at risk.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, let somebody come in and have a great big bonfire on a hot, dry, windy day. Heck no. The neighbors will come over and go, "Hey, Baba, rein it in." You know. You know. So if you look at Uncle Suck and you always are looking for government to bail out our bacon, you know, you can expect this kind of stuff. And so I think we need to be more self-reliant. We need to back out of all of these government relationships, get rid of the foreign entanglements, if you will, and start being Americans again and gut up a little bit, man up a little bit, and let's move into this century in a more positive manner, because the way they've been going up to this point, Dave, it's killing us, and you know it.
Oh, yeah. And you go to these non-government organizations meetings here, and you find out, you know, how they run them with the little group speaks things and everything like that. And I got my little group to vote the little speaker guy they sent over to us. We voted him out. And then they got mad at me and told me to leave because I was disruptive. And I said, no, we don't want this guy talking for us because we came here to talk.
Exactly.
Because the guy, they always go up and never say what the group said. They say what they want to say.
Exactly.
And then you find out the people in charge of these meetings are all the business owners, well-established business owners.
Stakeholders, Dave. Stakeholders and actors.
Yeah, and then they're the county guys that are involved in the government, kind of, you know. And you find out that the people that are the pillars of the community are the ones dragging us down this misery road with visions of gold in their eyes and control. That's what it is. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, we had a big meeting recently in regards to this tax issue that's on the ballot at the courthouse, and it was early in the morning, like a 10 o'clock in the morning meeting. You had, you know, you just basically had to give up everything else you had planned to attend it, which is on purpose. And so we get there, and the room was just absolutely packed, you know. But fortunately, one of our guys asked the important question. I'd like to see a show of hands for all the people that are in this room right now that are actively working for the government, receiving any money from this county or any of the cities, and almost every hand had to go up.
Yep. And that's the problem, man.
Yeah, they're all in there.
Over 50% of us get our income from the government, so...
Yeah.
They kiss the boots.
Yeah, so they're in there voting for the and championing for the increase in taxes because it inures to them. You know, it gives them money in their pockets.
Right.
So we got a lot of work.
We
got a lot of work cut out for us trying to stop this sort of stuff. But at least I'm hopeful. We'll see what happens in the Klamath River Basin. I hope that we'll be able to turn Agenda 21 around there and just put up a roadblock. It's going to be a test case.
Are you familiar what happened there in 2001?
No, tell me.
The same thing, the Klamath River Basin over there, they shut the water off on the farmers because of some stupid little guppy fish or something.
Oh, yeah, that's the coho salmon.
And so 20 people showed up, 20,000 people showed up. They busted the fence down, they turned the water on for the farmers, and then there was some negotiation. We had a whole contingency of people from Montana convoy over there. It was a big deal. Check it out. It should be on online still and all that.
I'll look at that, and if you can think of any of the links to send me, I would really appreciate reading that, because when I interview these people and do my research, I want to have that fully in my mind.
Oh, yeah, Stokes. If you know Stokes, get a hold of him, because he was in charge of the Montana contingency getting over there, kind of like we all staged at his old radio station up here.
A radio station, Stokes. Okay. I'll do that, Dave.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
You have a great day.
All right, thanks for calling in. Yeah, thanks for sharing that with us. Bye-bye. Dave from Montana, one of my favorite calls. I mean, I love Dave's attitude. I just like the guy. You know, there's something about him. If we were next-door neighbors, we could probably live in peace for the next three centuries. Anyway, back to August Comte here. Good old August Comte and positivism. Again, it was this circumstance of Comte's rarely acknowledged importance for his contemporaries as well as for subsequent thinkers, which strikingly impressed me again during a year in Oxford as a young PhD in sociology and philosophy. During this time, as well, I first realized that the work of Auguste Comte was no longer read and that it existed in English only in 19th century editions. Yet I was also convinced that this work represented a crossroads in the history of philosophy and social sciences. And this is important, I mean, because Auguste Comte said that he visioned sociology would become the queen of sciences, trumping even philosophy. So you take all of the philosophers, Aristotle and all of that, you know, that we've discussed here in the past, the laws of nature and nature's God. You set all of that aside, and let's talk about how you feel this morning, folks. Let's go into sociology instead. Right? Set aside all the wisdom of the ages, and let's go into man, you know, examining his navel and asking each other how we feel. Let's go into, forget about reason and logic, set all that aside. Let's go into, touchy-feely land, and get into the basket of emotion. And I believe then, as I believe now, that a reconsideration of Comte's writings would also be of genuine use in the understanding of contemporary theoretical matters. Comte's positive philosophy in the judgment of his contemporaries had become, according to John Stuart Mill, all right, so now pick up utilitarianism, the philosophy of the age. And it is difficult to exaggerate the impact of his thinking on subsequent theoretical developments among a number of disciplines. Later commentators, such as F.A. Hayek, went so far as to characterize Comte's work, together with that of Hegel, Feuerbach, and Marx, as the counter-revolution of science. The counter-revolution of science. Furthermore, developments in the interval since my edition of Auguste Comte and Positivism was first published in 1975 have made the provision of historical clarification even more salient. So she is definitely an expert. She has written very well. If you want to buy one volume and add it to your library, to understand August Comte's positivism, I can recommend nothing stronger than Gertrude Lenzer's book, August Comte and Positivism. Now, as you read the book, you're going to have to really pack a lunch, because August Comte is a deep read.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
Okay, so continuing from this introduction to the transaction edition of August Comte, Positivism, Gertrude Lenzer, she writes this: in my introductory essay in 1975, I concentrated especially on Comte's importance to philosophy and the social sciences. On the present occasion, I should like to draw attention to some of Comte's ideas about material, social, and moral force. All right, just wrap your mind around it. Material, social, and moral force. In volume 2, and published in 1852, of The Positive Polity, the following passages can be found. This is the quote, lengthy. The ultimate form of life, the industrial. All right, remember, it was Henry St. Simon that coined the term industrial, like the Industrial Revolution. The ultimate form of life, the industrial, captains of finance and industry, has also the same political value, though its action is long restricted to private life. When undisturbed, it throws up its permanent chiefs, men whose importance is continually on the increase. As the ancient world had in war its school of discipline and of government, the modern world finds these in industry. Right? You got the Occupy Wall Street movement going on right now. Right? It's these captains of finance and industry. And once you're wise to what we're talking about here, you'll be able to recall in books that you've read, books in your library, things that you've got stored in your internet computer, that are going to shore up and shore up and shore up and shore up everything that we're talking about. And eventually, it's my hope that you too will understand that we're living in this positive stage of human development and that everyone wants you to look everywhere except to positivism. It can be a little frightening where it's going to go. The habit of regarding all citizens as public functionaries. Curious, huh? As Dave was mentioning. You hold up, ask people to hold up your hand. If you receive all or part of your income from government sources, please lift your hand now. Is there anybody in the audience that still has their hand down? Public functionaries. Talked about the administrative state. So as to determine their duties has more than a purpose of social morality, it is just as necessary for theory to explain the origin of political government. Thus, government springs from agreement between the natural chiefs of the various types of industry who gather round their best representative. So we ask this question, in the restoration of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, who represents you? And who do the representatives represent? Well, in 1852, August Comte saw and wrote that it is necessary to explain the origin of political government. Government springs from agreement between the natural chiefs, that would be captains, of the various types of industry, captains of finance and industry, who gather around their best representative. In the F-35 fighter in the news this morning, the habits of command and of obedience already formed in industry have only to extend to public spheres. The habits of command and obedience. And so you wonder, why is it that government's telling me to do all these things? Well, it's because when you go into the office or you go into the workplace or onto the job site in the morning, you leave yourself, don't you, in the truck or in the car, and you subject yourself, put yourself in subjection to the will of your employer. And don't lie to me. I've been the boss on many occasions. And people will do things that you wouldn't believe if you tell them to do it. Anyway, the habits of command and of obedience are already formed in industry, and they have only to extend to the public spheres. To found a power in the state capable of controlling the divergencies and regulating the convergencies of the individuals within it. My, we're embarking on a transformation here. Thus, the principle of cooperation. Now, we're going to be talking about coordination and cooperation among these eight sheriffs in these eight counties, two in Oregon, six in Northern California. We're going to be talking about coordination a bit. Of course, you've heard Hal Anthony talking about that with this idea, this notion of the Jefferson Mining District, on his broadcast on Sundays. So thus the principle of cooperation, the basis of political society, calls out the government required for its maintenance and growth. It is a power essentially material, arising as it does from rank or wealth. It is important to note that the social order can have no other direct base. And remember Jorge Bush's words here in Missouri when he said to all those that had come at the rally, "You are my base." The famous maxim of Hobbes, that would be Sir Thomas Hobbes, his book, The Leviathan, that government is the natural result of force, is the principal step which till now the positive theory of power made since Aristotle. So August Comte was well aware of Thomas Hobbes' Leviathan, obviously well read, and he was. He knew Aristotle. And of course we wouldn't have had that if it wasn't for the Medicis and the resurgent, the reawakening of art and learning, and Maimonides, and the Sephardim, and the Moors that brought all of that into the fray, and St. Thomas Aquinas writing Contra Gentile, and all of that. As we've shown above, force is essential as the basis of every human society. Like fire, you know, government is not reason, it's force. As we've shown above, force is the essential basis of every human society. We have only to suppose it absent, as happens in times of anarchy. Those who are so indignant with Hobbes' principle would be rather perplexed if they were told that political government must be based on weakness, if it be not based on force. For though want of a real material force, the basis of power would have to be found in the intellect or the heart, and they are too feeble for such a purpose. Their sole business is to modify an already existing system of control. Until material force has succeeded in forming this, neither the intellect nor the heart can have much effect on society. Whenever force, as a fundamental base for politics, is absent, they will seek as far as they can to restore it, without attempting to supply its place. Social science would remain forever in the cloudland of metaphysics if we hesitated to adopt the principle of force as the basis of government. There's an all-out war raging, my friends, between legal positivism and the natural law. In the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And in the minds of Auguste Comte, man would have it no other way. Social science would remain forever in the cloudland of metaphysics if we hesitated to adopt the principle of force as the basis of government. So as we go further into the study of positivism and start to wrap our minds around this, you'll be able to understand why not only did Henry St. Simon have the ear of the government, himself a noble, of France in his day, but Auguste Comte, the Saint-Simonians, Henry St. Simon, and all of them tied together, Madame de Staël, Feuerbach, Hegel, all of them, they were all going in the same direction. They all realized that force is going to be the tool of technocracy. I'll be back here tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora.
Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Network.